through the whole of my degree, almost, I'd been a member of the British Methodist Youth Choir, which was a wonderful group, really. It was about 16 to 20 young people who all came from Methodist backgrounds, who all liked to sing. And when I was in it, there was a big contingent from the Methodist Society in Oxford, from the JWS. And these people all knew each other. Several of them were either local preachers or trainee local preachers, or even trainee ministers at the time. I had literally never met any Methodist young people who were so engaged in their faith. They would talk about something that they'd been reading in their Bible study, or they'd talk about their house group that they went to. And I'd never experienced Methodist people to be like this before. I'd experienced the Anglican people to be like that, but they had these crazy theology things I didn't agree with. Whereas these people agreed with me in theology, but also had that same passion for the church that I'd seen and appreciated in the Anglican church. And I was like, oh, well, this is intriguing. So when I moved to Oxford, a lot of those people were finally there, and I emailed a couple of them and was like, so I've moved to Oxford, maybe I'll come to your church. This guy Simon, he was a steward at the time and a trainee preacher, and was also a prominent member of the Wesley Mem Church choir, and he was like, come to choir practice, you'll love it. Once I started going to choir practice on the Friday night, I then had a reason to go on the Sunday morning, because they were relying on me. Because the choir is quite small, you notice one or two people being there or not being there. So I felt like I had to go to church. And then from there, I just kept going, because like, I knew these people that I'd go and talk to at coffee. And then at the time, we had a student and young adult worker who was great and was really like, come out for lunch with us now that you've come to this, or come to this other thing that we're doing. And I just, before I knew what had happened, really, I was spending half my life at church. And there I was, like, I was part of a community, and over the years since then, I've now been in Oxford nearly 11 years. The church has supported me through so many different things that I've gone through. I broke up with that guy I moved to. I got married to that guy, Simon, who just turned up. I had a baby, and I've changed jobs several times, and I just can't imagine what my life would have been like if I hadn't have emailed those people and said, I'm moving to Oxford. Tell me about your church.